This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the afternoon of Friday, April 19th, 2024. I'm Kate Sharon. Lafayette-based Matchbox Studios is celebrating its 10th anniversary this month, and a new leader has taken the reins. Amanda Finlay was named Executive Director of the Co-working and Acceleration Space earlier this month, succeeding co-founder Jason Tennehouse, who stepped down to pursue new ventures.
But we've built a lot of programming on top of that to help the founders in our community and the remote employees in our community and the creatives and the makers get what they need to grow here and to start things here.
Matchbox opened its doors as a 12,000 square foot co-working space, but over the course of 10 years has built in programming to help founders in the area get access to resources to grow their ideas and businesses. Newburgh-based Matrix Design Group, LLC, broke ground Thursday on an $11 million headquarters facility, a project that is expected to result in 150 new jobs over the next 5 years. The 40,000-square-foot facility will include a state-of-the-art product testing lab, new training facilities for employees, customers, and distributors, and expanded office space. President Mark Watson said the new facility will foster new opportunities for the company. An unfair labor complaint was filed Thursday against the University of Notre Dame for classifying college athletes as student athletes. The complaint was filed with the National Labor Relations Board by a California-based group calling itself the College Basketball Players Association. It said Notre Dame is engaging in unfair labor practices as defined by the National Labor Relations Act. The complaint is similar to one filed against University of Southern California last May by the NLRB's Los Angeles office, alleging players on USC's football and men's and women's basketball teams are employees and not student athletes within the meaning of the National Labor Relations Act. Notre Dame cited its statement for principals for intercollegiate athletics in responding to a request for comment on the complaint, saying athletics is, quote, an integrated participant in and contributor to the university's education mission. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southeast Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to Engage Southern Indiana, New Albany, May 1st, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Connect with fellow business and community leaders, discover programs aligned to your region's unique needs, and walk away with bold new thinking for Southeast Indiana's growth. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
For the first time in over 30 years, a member of the Braille family will not represent Indiana's Senate District 34. IIB's Alex Brown has more.
That seat was held by the late Senator Jean Brough beginning in 2006 until her death in March. Prior to that, her mother, Billy Brough, had represented the district beginning in 1990. Now, City County Councilor Lakeisha Jackson, the Brough family's pick, will take the reins. At an Indiana Democratic Party caucus Thursday, 45 precinct committee members chose between Jackson and Chunya Graves, a therapist and vice president of the Marion County Young Democrats. Jackson prevailed 30-15. Although the caucus selected Jackson to finish Brough's term, it did not determine that Jackson would be on the ballot in November when Jean Brough was slated to run for re-election. Instead, the state party will hold another caucus after the May 7th primary to determine the candidate for the open seat. For now, though, Jackson is relishing in the new title of senator, even if she won't actually serve during a regular legislative session unless she is put on the ballot and wins the election in November. If she gets the opportunity to serve in that role in the 2025 legislative session, she told reporters she would be focused on transportation, housing, food access, racial disparities, and maternal health. Alex Brown, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
U.S. News & World Report this month unveiled its list of 26 high-performing maternity care hospitals it says have achieved excellent outcomes among Black patients. St. Catherine Hospital in East Chicago is the only Indiana representative on the list. The list, which is not a ranking, includes hospitals that serve at least 20 Black patients per year and had newborn complication rates of less than 2.62% and C-section rates of less than 23.9% among hospitals providing a higher level of care. Master Spas announced Thursday that Kevin Richards will lead the Fort Wayne-based spa manufacturer as its new president. He succeeds Terry Valmosi, who will remain in the role of CEO. Richards will oversee marketing and sales and lead the executive team in his new role. Indiana's death penalty law exists in name only. What would Indiana's GOP candidates for governor do differently? In recent years, some public defenders have suggested it's time to repeal the law, which hasn't been used to execute someone since 2009. That's because Indiana, along with other states, has struggled to obtain the drugs necessary to carry out a lethal injection. None of the six candidates immediately backed changing methods. They spoke mostly in generalities. Fairbanks Foundation CEO Claire Fidian Green is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports, entertainment, and beyond, available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Kate Sharon for Inside Indiana Business, radio on demand.